The burning May sun shone on St. Peter's Square Wednesday morning as pilgrims and visitors in their summer best welcomed Pope Benedict XVI back to the Vatican after his sixth apostolic voyage to the Latin American continent, and more specifically to Brazil.
I thank all of you for your prayers during my visit to Brazil.
Indeed, in taking a break from his series of lessons on the early fathers of the Church, the Pope revealed his highlights of the trip, which he began by describing as a pilgrimage of praise to God for the faith of the Latin American continent, which he said has shaped the culture there for over 500 years.
My recent pastoral visit to Brazil embraced not only the great nation, but all Latin America and the Caribbean, home to many of the world's Catholics. While we do not overlook the various injustices and sufferings which accompanied colonization, the gospel has expressed and continues to express the identity of the peoples in this region and provides inspiration to address the challenges of our globalized era.
Pope Benedict then went on to dwell on those pastoral appointments and events which touched him most. Above all others, his meeting with the continent's lost youth in the Farm of Hope.
In the Fazenda da Esperanza, a network of centers for young people recovering from drug addiction, I saw a symbol of that spiritual recovery which our world truly needs. A recovery of our dignity as God's children and a reconciled relationship with all creation. The canonization of Brazil's first native saint, Fray Antonio de Santana Galvão, reminded us that holiness is a real revolution which brings about authentic reform in church and society.
And of course, the culmination of the papal journey, the opening of the 5th General Conference of the Bishops of Latin America and the Caribbean in Aparecida, where still today they are gathered discussing how to inspire the continent's Catholics to become convinced disciples and missionaries of Christ and of his love.
After my joyful meeting with the young people, I am confident that they will be apostles to their contemporaries, use their rich gifts in the service of the new evangelization, and ensure a future of hope for the church in Brazil and in all Latin America. May God bless you all.
Wednesday evening, Pope Benedict is guest of honor at a concert here at the Vatican, where the sacred tones of the Resurrexi, performed by the Verona Arena Orchestra, will round off a fitting welcome home for the music-loving Pope. I'm Ema McCarthy.